Psalm 16, Michtam of David. Preserve me, O Lord, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Now there are times when you cannot sleep. And there are times when you lie awake at night and your head, your mind is perplexed and full of confusion. And it can be frustrating. It's frustrating because you want to sleep, and it's frustrating because it feels like a waste of time. But yet God has a purpose. Remember in Esther, Ahasuerus, that one night he could not sleep, and we see the purpose of God worked out, because when the king could not sleep, the Lord caused him to think about and to remember and to act for the deliverance of the Jews. At night, away from all the distractions of the day, minutes can feel like hours. And yet it's in the providence of God that you are awake at that time. It might not happen often. Maybe you sleep very well. But there will be times when you're awake at night. I remember someone talking and saying that he believed that the Lord would wake up his people when he wanted them to pray. And it may be that you're woken, that you might call upon God, that you might pray, particularly for someone who's been laid on your heart, a situation or circumstance, an individual who's going through particular trials. But yet, it can also be that the Lord wakes you or keeps you awake, that you might have time to think. And that's what we see in this psalm here, in verse 7. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. In the night seasons, in the periods of the night, the psalmist says his reins instruct him. Now that seems a strange expression, doesn't it? I mean, we know that reins are used to lead an animal or to instruct an animal. The reins are attached to the bridle in the horse's mouth, and you can turn it to the left or to the right. You can pull it back or you can let it go. Sometimes reins are placed on children. I don't remember it myself, but I remember my little brother having reins attached to him. He had these blue nylon reins, and he could go a little distance, but he would be kept from danger. But this word reins, it translates a Hebrew word which strictly means kidneys. That doesn't seem to help either, does it? My kidneys instruct me. But the word kidneys is used because it's describing an inner, the core of the being. You talk about loving someone with your whole heart. And we're familiar with that expression. And we ascribe emotion to the heart. Well, in the Hebrew, the kidneys was seen as the seat of the core of the being. You can substitute the word maybe for heart, because it makes more sense to us. My heart instructs me in the night. But yet, we make a distinction between the heart and the head. Someone acts according to their heart, which means it wasn't a wise thing to do, but they were emotionally moved. Someone acts according to their head, which means they do the wise thing, but they were sad about it. There was no satisfaction because their heart was... So there's a dichotomy between the head and the heart. But the kidneys, the reins, it's the core of the being. It's emotion, but it's affection, it's understanding. And that's what we're told here. The very central essence of the person. My reins, my innermost being instruct me in the night seasons. But then you might say, isn't that dangerous? To simply meditate upon your heart. Just to be instructed by what you think. I mean, Jeremiah tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, he asks. You remember the lawlessness of the book of Judges. And in the days of the judges, men did what was right in their own eyes. They were led by their innermost being. And there was godlessness and there was confusion. Isn't this the motto of the godless? This isn't the motto of all those who are in a lost eternity. I followed my own heart. I did what I thought. I went my own way. Well, that's true, it is. But you have to understand that where David says, my reins also instructed me in the night seasons, that he's speaking about his instructed heart, his informed. He's been taught the first part of the verse. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. And so he's speaking about meditating upon the word of God, which is engraven upon the heart. There's an impression left by God's word. His thinking has been shaped and has been ordered by God's word. That's why in Proverbs it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You see, the fear of God gives you a framework within which to understand this world. You can make sense of the confusion and the inconsistencies and the tragedies and yet the beauty and the harmony and the disharmony. We can understand this world if we have a fear of God, because you have things in the right perspective. So it is that the psalmist is able to say he's instructed in the seasons of the night as he meditates upon the impressions left upon him by the word of God. Without the word of God, without the fear of God, everything's out of perspective. And that's when being awake at night is horrible. Because if you're awake at night and you cannot sleep and you're troubled by something, that little thing, it may be a little thing, can become huge because it becomes out of all perspective. It can become overwhelming. You can't sleep at night. The ticking of your alarm clock is just like a gun going off because it's out of perspective. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And makes a man wise to understand the world. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. You see, David resolves to worship God who has so instructed him. so that when he lies awake at night, he finds comfort. And in worshipping God, in blessing the Lord, he's making himself even more wise. And the word of God is making an even greater impression upon him. You can't sleep at night. Meditate upon the word of God. You don't want to put the light on and read because you don't want to waken yourself up even more. But meditate upon the word of God that you know. And what are the portions of God's word that you know best? It's the Psalms. How good it is to store up God's word in your heart. To be able to sing these songs even in the night. Psalm 77, psalmist says, by night my song I call to mind, and commune with my heart. My spirit did carefully inquire how I might ease my smart. He's saying I was sore, but I recalled and remembered the word of God, and I sang praises to him in the night. And the psalm follows on from this point, doesn't it? I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. That's what we do in worship. We set the Lord before us. We recognize who he is. We give him his place. We bow before him. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we take great comfort to know that every moment of our life is ordered under the sovereign hand of God, who knows all things and who does all things well for your own glory and for the good of those who fear you. And we pray, Lord, that every waking moment that we might be able to use with a conscious determination to glorify God. And enable us in the stillness and the quiet of the night to sing your praise and to consider your word. We pray that a greater and greater impression will be made upon our own hearts and minds by the word of God, so that even when we do not or are not able to read in the scriptures, that yet we will be able to consider what God has said and what God has done for us. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of a broken world, yet you reign and rule supreme. We thank you, Lord, in the midst of confusion and suffering, we're able to speak of the goodness and the tender compassion of Almighty God. Sanctify all the different experiences through which we pass. Deliver us from fear. And keep us, Lord, from all the dangers of life. Be pleased to do us good. To pardon us when we do wrong. To change us, Lord, that we would not continue in these ways. To renew our minds, our understanding. To renew our wills. To give us confidence and a boldness to walk in humble obedience. Lord, receive our praise as we offer it tonight in through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to sing now in Psalm 16. I'm going to read the whole psalm, but we'll sing from verse 7 to the end. Psalm 16, Lord, keep me, for I trust in thee. To God thus was my speech. Thou art my God, Lord, and unto thee my goodness doth not reach. To saints on earth, to the excellent, where my delight's all placed. Their sorrow shall be multiplied to other gods that haste. Of their drink offerings of blood I will no offering make. Yea, neither I their very names up in my lips will take. God is of mine inheritance and cup the portion. The lot that fallen is to me thou dost maintain alone. Unto me happily the lines in pleasant places fell. Yea, the inheritance I got in beauty doth excel. I bless the Lord, because he doth by counsel me conduct, and in the seasons of the night my reins do me instruct. Before me still the Lord I set, sith it is so that he doth ever stand at my right hand, I shall not moved be. Because of this my heart is glad, and joy shall be expressed, even by my glory, and my flesh in confidence shall rest. Because my soul in grave to dwell shall not be left by thee, nor wilt thou give thine Holy One corruption to see. Thou wilt me show the path of life, of joys there is full store. Before thy face, at thy right hand, are pleasures evermore. Singing from verse 7 to the end.
I bless the Lord because he doth by counsel me conduct, and in the seasons of the night my reins do me instruct. Before me still the Lord I set, sith it is so that he
in grave to dwell shall not be left by thee, nor will thou give thine Holy Ones corruption to joys there is full store.